Wolfpack Marketing is proudly brought to you by The Internship, awakening the marketing channel you never knew you had.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this, the next episode of Wolfpack Marketing. My name is Kevin Kirby, and with me today, I have my permanent, as I call him, my permanent special guest, Nicholas Krill. Hello, Nick.
Hello, Kev. How's it going?
Good, thank you. And we have also with us, joining us today, some really special people from Biotronic. We've got Robbie Nell, who's the General Manager of South Africa and Sub-Saharan Africa. I hope I got that right, Robbie. And with him, Leon, his regional sales manager for Inland. So welcome, gents.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Excellent. So, okay. So anyway, so let's get going. As you can hear, also, obviously, we're in lockdown at the moment in South Africa. And so we're doing this from different locations on Zoom. So the marvels of technology. But hopefully the quality will come through for everybody. So the first question, Robbie, if I can, I'm going to go shoot to you. Maybe you could just tell us a little bit about Biotronic and perhaps, you know, what it is Biotronic does and is and who your customer base is.
Yes. Okay. Kev, firstly, Biotronic is in the medical technology field. We specialize in cardiology. Our head office is in Berlin, Germany.
Right.
So South Africa, our hub is in Pretoria, and we are responsible for distributing our pacemakers, ICDs, and stents and balloons to South Africa and also Sub-Saharan Africa. And we go as far as Kenya, Mauritius, Namibia, Zambia, yeah, to name a few.
Okay, so it sounds like a very sort of a technical, I suppose, quite a specific and custom market that you would be marketing that stuff to?
Yes, it's very customer specific. So our customers are cardiologists and allied professionals that specializes in cardiology. So we as a company, we've got a lot of specialized people out calling on these doctors, assisting in theater when there's implants. And there's about, Leon, I think 58 or 59 cath labs in South Africa.
Right.
And then we've got the Sub-Saharan Africa cath labs as well. So we've got very specialized high-tech people that's servicing our customers. And as you mentioned now, it's in lockdown. Me and Leon is in the office because we fall under essential services, but we're keeping our social distance as well. So he's on the other side of the room.
Okay, good.
So we've got only some skeleton staff at the office for now. There's only 3 people in the office just to help the cath labs if there's emergency products and we need to charge and replace and take new products to the hospitals.
That makes sense. Okay, cool. Okay, so obviously when you embarked on this employee advocacy program, that was pre-pandemic. I maybe just ask you, you know, what was it that got you thinking that this was potentially something which you guys should be doing?
You know, to be honest, I've known Peter Groenewald for a while now, and he came and showcased the whole idea. And I mean, LinkedIn is one platform that I endorse, and I thought I was doing the right thing and doing the professional thing. But after you and Peter chatted to me, I saw we're doing it totally the wrong way.
Okay.
Secondly, a lot of our customers internally and externally is also on LinkedIn. And yes, I decided there, I think it's a good idea to pursue this. And to be honest with you, as I said in my previous podcast with you, it's actually a no-brainer.
Okay. So obviously you had the benefit of maybe a couple of discussions with Peter and myself to a degree. So when you brought this up with your team, was there an automatic buy-in? How did they respond to it initially?
No, there wasn't. Actually, Adrian, our financial manager, he actually thought this is not a thing that we need to look at. There was a few people that said they're struggling even to put on their computer, because we've got a few older people here as well. Right. So how are they going to do this? But there's, and I chatted to some of, or to the managers, they all bought into it. And I said, I want some of your people, the reps in the field, that will endorse this to be on our little group, our training group that you and Peter did. And as you also mentioned, you want to take hands and then you want to leave us after a few months.
Yes.
And then we need to get a specialist in-house to run it. And that's why we've got Leon Nell. He's very active on LinkedIn. And he's running it on our Biotronic South Africa's behalf.
Yeah, so as I mentioned previously, our ultimate wish is that our customers leave us, you know. So it's a bit of a funny business model, but that is actually what we hope for. So. And I suppose to it's actually similar to your business model. You don't want repeat customers either, really, right? I mean, the end customer I'm talking about here. So you mentioned that Leon has taken over a sort of a captaincy role, if you like, in the program internally. But Leon, maybe I can just ask you before we go into how that's working for you and the sort of techniques that you're employing there. Let's go back to the initial part of the program. So obviously you're on the sales front line. You're very much at the spearhead of that. What was your experience of the program, both in terms of how it rolled out for you and then maybe some of the impact for you?
Well, we're living in 2019, 2020 now already, and social media is a big part of business. I mean, with us being business to business, not necessarily directly marketing to patients.
Yes.
You have to be on the online space, and obviously we had to look at certain channels. Obviously, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, those are very nice channels, but the channel that we mostly are focusing on is on LinkedIn. And the reason for that, because we are in such a professional field, we need to be advocates for our products, and we have to be leaders when it comes to sharing information. So when it came to that, as an onboarding process, I mean, a lot of the younger people use social media. So it's actually quite nice to see how you can use social media for business purposes. And I think that was the start to see it's all these social media platforms, a tribe where everybody shares the same message. It builds a company's brand. And that's what we tried to do from the start.
Brilliant. And So in terms of that impact, I mean, obviously that was the process that we developed and went out. I mean, what was the sort of feedback that you got once you guys started putting yourselves out there and becoming more, how we term digitally visible, being more, having like more of an appearance and more of a presence on a platform like LinkedIn?
For us currently, actually, for me, the most impressive thing is our global partners and our global from Biotronic as a global company. We got a lot of interest from Germany, from overseas, and what we were doing here. And obviously, as a small area in the global footprint, we were getting noticed on what we're doing. Just sharing the same voice, share of voice, showing them what we're doing, implementing strategies and all of that. So internally, it actually gave us a huge boost when it comes to Biotronic Global, which was great. And then within saying that, one challenge that we've had is obviously to get all our customers, get them on board with LinkedIn. There's still a lot of our customers there. As long as I've got a tribe and I share information with them and the people that are following Robbie on the same social media footprints also see that. I mean, it's almost having a voice without you knowing it. And that's what we consistently try and do, is make sure on a monthly basis we don't, overpower the social media with a lot of messages. But when we pull something into social media, we make sure everybody's behind it and everybody shares it. And that one specific connection and communication that we're handing out to everybody gets noticed. And I think Robbie can, from his side, say as well, from globally, we've actually been invited now to be part of their global communication. Yep. Which is great, where we can actually share a lot of our things that we're currently doing on social media with them. So as being South Africa, we're getting noticed by this program.
That really is fantastic. And I must say, it's also a great, tribute to your culture as well. So I wanted to check with you, Leon, because obviously, as we've mentioned, that we as the internship are not riding shotgun with you anymore, as our program does. So we put the whole program in place. But now that you're running it, what are the sort of, maybe you can tell us some of the challenges and then some of the tips that you would give to somebody who's running a program like this in an internal business?
So obviously, like in any team, there are people with strengths and there are people that still need to work on certain aspects. And obviously, even within our team, I don't feel like we should use this as an opportunity to try and get the whole company on board. You need to identify, I would say, between 5 and 10 people and make sure those people are your advocates when it comes to running communication. Obviously, what we've done internally is created our own WhatsApp group, and we've identified a couple of people that we would like to share messages on social media, especially on LinkedIn. Those challenges are still there when it comes to people are afraid that they, you know, going to put something on that they're not sure is fine. Is it correct? You know, is it going to look professional? So those are always the challenges. So I've made myself the person where before someone wants to put something on LinkedIn and they're not sure, they can always bounce it, you know, when it comes to me. But I feel, make sure your teams are not too big. Make sure even in a bigger corporate, divide those teams into smaller groups and make sure all of them, they've got their own, you know, little, how can I say, chapters of information that they would like to share. So for us, we've probably got on the vascular intervention side, which is stents, we've probably got about 2 to 3 employees on that side. And then we've got on the pacemaker side, we've got two or three advocates on that side. And from management, we are all on board. So from my side, I try and push monthly what information needs to go out on LinkedIn when it comes to a new product or it comes to corporate social responsibility. And like within current situations, we're not running, we can't call it a campaign, but just with regards to COVID-19, what are we doing as Biotronic, you know, to try and assist our healthcare practitioners that are in the forefront still, you know, being in the lab and still going on. So just pushing that in and making sure people share, people comment. Again, like I said previously, it's about that, it's almost, people don't know your voice is out there, but without you knowing it, you're reaching so many people. And that's what we want to do. And a lot of our competitors are also seeing that we're very active. And that's why we're also keeping them on their toes.
So I think there are a couple of things in there which I applaud you guys on. And the one thing is that you have a structure to it. Because I think one of the mistakes that a lot of people make is that they approach this, oh, well, we need to be on social media, so when we've got something interesting, we'll post or whatever. But there's a structure to it and almost a content plan in place, which says this is the frequency at which we're going to post, this is how we're going to support it. That's the one thing that I took out of from what you said. And the other thing that I took out also is that you mentioned that there was buy-in from all of the management. And I think that's also a key part of this, is that management, first of all, recognize that it is an important part of a marketing and broader marketing and sales effort. But not only that, but that they actually support it, not just in voice, but actually in deed. And that they actually start putting out their own messages. And I know that I've seen a lot of Robbie's posts out there as well as yours, Leon, and with a really good visibility and reach that you're achieving this. So again, I congratulate you guys on how you're putting this together.
Thanks. Thank you.
Nikki, so Nick, you there? But I just wanted to check.
I am.
No, perhaps you want to put out a question to the gents?
Yeah, 100%. Something that we're always asked, you know, by the people that we introduce to this concept is really what business results can they expect to see? So maybe you guys can just share with us, what have you seen in your business that you can say, you know, this kind of program helped us from a business perspective, be that new business relationships, maybe some, you know, did it directly lead to any kind of new revenue? What can you tell me along those lines?
Yeah, Nicholas, I think that's a difficult question to answer if it comes to direct revenue. But what I can definitely state is that our visibility and our image out there in the field has picked up tremendously. As Leon mentioned previously, a little bit earlier, our head office in Berlin actually picked up that we are very, very active. And at our last management meeting in Berlin before lockdown, it was way back a few months ago, we were actually mentioned in the one session where we were, there was actually examples of our LinkedIn posts. So I think it's a difficult question to answer. I will thumbsuck if I need to say something, but definitely for our image, our professionalism, our corporate name out there, and also what we're doing out there is to showcase also to the people out there what we're doing. Not only, yes, we are in the lab, we're helping, we're in the forefront with our allied professionals and our cardiologists, but also, you know, there's a lot of behind the scenes things we're doing, like our corporate social responsibility, that we don't want to tell everybody we're doing it, but it's good to have it out there. And especially for our international colleagues, I'm talking about our internal customers now, that our colleagues in Berlin, in America, in Kuwait, all over the world can also see what we are doing. I think that's the closest I can get to an answer.
If I can interject there as well, Robbie, so for me, and one of the things that I keep talking about is that one of the biggest pain points, if you like, for a salesperson is timing, you know. So when are you in front of a potential client? You've got to be there at the right time, both in terms of their need and in terms of their budget. So, and I think that the overall visibility, the fact that you're out there, you're present, you spoke about how the images, your professional image has been raised through the platform, is that you are then there as soon as that client potentially needs something, a product like one which you supply, you hopefully are top of mind, A, because you have a presence, and B, because you've positioned yourselves as the subject experts in that particular arena. So I think it's a very valuable outcome.
Yeah, and there's already a spin-off with my boss wanting his whole region to be trained up on the internship on this program. Right. So this is the guys from Eastern or Middle East Africa. So after lockdown, this will probably be the next step for you guys to train my colleagues in other countries.
Perfect. We look forward to it. Okay, gents. Well, it was great chatting to you. And I really thank you for your time under the circumstances, very different circumstances for all of us. But we appreciate your time. And in fact, these circumstances, in a way, highlight the fact how important digital visibility is, because that's the only way we can be visible to each other at the moment. So hopefully you guys are still pushing on with the program and getting your share of voice to be completely outstripped those of your competitors through the program, and well done on that.
No, thank you. And thanks to the internship for your professional service. And just from my side, I mean, I can recommend it to any organization.
Much appreciated. All right.
Yeah, thanks for that, Robbie.
And have a great day, Leon. Robbie, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Thanks, Charles.